This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Philanese Floyd asked U.S. lawmakers to make it stop in regard to police brutality as he testified before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday morning. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago and whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging racial equality and police reform. The Judiciary Committee is examining national police reform proposals one day after Floyd's funeral. The panel prepares to shepherd sweeping Democratic legislation aimed at combating police violence and racial injustice to the floor by early July. There will be more hearings next week to prepare for a full House vote. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. Local and state officials have also announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve signaled years of extraordinary support for an economy facing a difficult road back from the coronavirus pandemic. Policymakers project a 6.5% decline in gross domestic product this year and a 9.3% unemployment rate at year's end. These are the first economic projections of the pandemic era. U.S. central bank policymakers put into numbers what has been an emerging narrative that measures put in place to battle a health crisis will echo through the economy for years to come rather than be quickly reversed as commerce reopens. Hong Kong police say they arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in unauthorized assembly.